The Guardian.
First of all, what's it been like? Have you had fun as the youngest member on the Academy?
Well, it has. My wife was very worried when I accepted the nomination for the Academy.
What, because of all the backstabbing?
No, because I was a sort of a free entity, a free author, minding my own time and quoting Frank Zappa, not joining shit. And eventually this happened. She was worried that I would get sucked into it and have no time of my own. Now it's true because I'm the permanent secretary. But I must say, until I became the permanent secretary, I got more out of it, energy-wise and thinking, discussing, debating and so on, than I put in. Mm. So I enjoyed it very much. At least until they made me permanent secretary.
So. Do you spend all your time refereeing big fights then?
No, not really.
It's all very civilised.
No, I think if it's a proper academy, the members will always be individuals with very clear-cut views and their own very, very competent in their way. So clashes, when it comes to opinions and even persons, they're inevitable. I think my role is not to avoid clashing and so on, because you can't avoid it. It's healthy. What my role is that to see that the clashes don't escalate.
And that they come out as positive experiences for all rather than negative ones.
Yes, and they don't escalate in the way that, you know, people leaving and stepping out and getting really annoyed and so on. It's a sort of, I'm the UN of it all, trying to get peace.
With specific reference to literature, how do you balance the kind of quality of the writing versus kind of political importance, kind of versus cultural figure? How do you balance those?
I think
various strands.
I think that the cultural importance and the literary quality is probably the trickiest ones. They are the most difficult to defend yourself against. And sometimes the cultural importance can sort of seep into the judgment of the literary quality. But when it comes specifically to the political thing, that is, I think that has been very much over-exaggerated.
Yeah, people are always saying that this or that writer has been chosen for their views on X or Y.
Yes, and it got really almost silly last year when we have been accused for a number of years of choosing, you know, lefties, say Doris Lessing or something, and then a South American right-wing author, and then they say, well, there you go, they are all righties. They are righties there. You have to be a rightist to get it. So damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I think there is a simple answer to it. We don't look upon the political thing. And the political thing will also be impossible in the sense that we have a rather broad spectrum of political views represented in the Academy.
Sure, you said back in 2008 that the members of the Academy tend to relate more easily to literature written in Europe and the European tradition. Do you think you still need to do more to open up to literature outside Europe?
Yes, I honestly think so.
What kind of steps are you taking?
Well, we have a sort of a panel of experts. There are experts in different fields of literature, different parts of the world and so on. And they are paid by us to supply us with names, supply us with names of books and so on.
What about translations? Are you translating things?
Yes, we are translating things ourselves. If they are not available, say if we have an Indonesian author that is not available in, say, in English or French or German or Italian or Russian or Chinese, the main languages that are used by some of the Academy members, then we finance translations ourselves, and they have to sort of sign papers that looks like the official Secrets Act, and so they can't divulge it.
Uh-huh. Great to see some Indonesian authors published by, you know,
most of them. Academy. No, most of them sort of disappear into our vaults, I'm afraid. But we are also working, you can say, indirectly. There are some publishing houses in Sweden that we think they are doing a great job, because we sort of see them as unofficial, and they don't even know that they are sort of our unofficial scouts. And Sweden has a pretty large percentage of translated literature. I think that's one of the advantages. It can seem a bit strange. A small country on the edge of Europe, especially a small language area, Swedish, doing this very big prize. But I think actually it's an advantage for us coming from this small language area, because we can never sort of be laid back. We have to be very vigilant. We have to reach out before we doesn't get anything for free. We have such a small language, so yeah. We must yeah. translate, otherwise we will simply disappear.
What about positive discrimination?
I think it's like the same thing as with the Eurocentric bias. You can find it. It's not meant to be there. I think it's subconscious. I think the same thing goes about the sort of... now we must have a woman, or we must have someone from Africa or something. We honestly try to avoid it. I think that would be disastrous for the prize, and it would really be disastrous for the one who got the prize if they got a sense that I received it because not because what I write, but because of who I am.
But that thing of Herta Muller being the 12th woman to have ever received the prize, is that not something that sits on your shoulders when you're...
Well, yes, I have to be honest. Of course, it does in a sense, but... She has never been meant to represent anyone than herself. And she is such a person. She is never representing anything. She's not sort of representing Germany. She would resent that, represent women or something. And I hope that goes for both literary laureates, and it goes for the Academy members themselves. They are not representing anyone but themselves.
What about the Americans? Is Philip Roth ever going to win?
If I got a dollar for each time I got that question. No, I can only answer honestly like this. Are there authors in the United States that could win the Nobel Prize in Literature? But of course, we have excellent authors in the United States doing it.
So who's going to win this year then?
Well, I won't tell you. Of course, I don't know yet.
Fantastic. Well, ring us first, eh?
Okay, I'll second at least.
So. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.